Lechel Chof. Now in a lot of schools they start in Lechel. They started from Vayikra. The Medrash really says that. It's based on a Medrash. It's already in the time, the Medrash Rabbah from the Amoraim. And the Shakut from the Kolba from the Balei Yotei. So one of the Baruch Machumish suggests that maybe that's the reason why there's a tiny Aleph. In the opening pasuk in Vayikra, Aleph means that this is the beginning. It's a little Aleph because the little children start. The parasha begins with the dinam of Chumash begins with the dinam of Korbanos. There are two types of Korbanos here. There are Kotshe Kotshim and there are Kotshim Kalim. The Kotshe Kotshim have a more restricted Mokam Achilo. They have to be eaten by the Kohanim only. They can't be eaten by Yisrael. They have to be eaten Dafke in the Azor. They may not be eaten Chutz L'Azor. Whereas Kotshim Kalim may be eaten by other Yisraelim. And they may be eaten in the whole city Yerushalayim. And it has a more restricted Zman Achilo. The Kotshe Kotshim have to be eaten Dafke Yom V'Laylo in Atara all night long until Alois HaShachem D'Rabbon and Nat Chatzos V'Del HaHarchek Sodom in Avera. And Kotshim Kalim basically may be eaten Shnei Yamim V'Laylo Echad. You have a few exceptions to the rule, but basically the Zman Achilo of Kotshim Kalim is really Shnei Yamim V'Laylo Echad. The Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis in the beginning of his Rotten that basically there's only one Kotshe Kalim. There's only Shlomim. And the Tchoyer and the Meiser and the Pesach are really forms of Shlomim. How does he get that? Because the halacha is that Moiser Kotshim Kalim is Korach Shlomim. Let's say you had money left over. I set aside $500 to purchase a Korban Pesach, and then I found a bargain. I come to Yerushalayim, I find a Korban Pesach for $250. So what do I do with the remaining $250? So the Mishnah in Shkolim tells you all the dinim. What do you do with the leftover money? So it says that Moiser Kotshim Kalim is Korach Shlomim. The extra $250, you buy a Korach Shlomim. Let's say I set aside a Korban Pesach, and then it got lost. I put a tag on it and it got lost. Then it comes there, Pesach, and I can't be makir my Korban Pesach. I couldn't find it. So I have to buy, I have no choice. I have to buy another behemoth and makir the shit and bring that as the Korban Pesach. I find my Korban Pesach floating around. So what do I do with it? So if I wait till next year to bring it as a Korban Pesach, it won't be any good any longer because the Korban Pesach has to be bashnasa, has to be before its first birthday. Bashnasa means before it's 1 year old. That's why the Korban Pesach is very tiny, because normally they're born that season of the year. They're born around Chodesh Nisan, other Nisan. You have to wait till after the 8 day. You have to be careful not to shaft it before the 8 day. It'll be possible, it'll be mechus as not. It's going to be a very skinny game. So if you're going to wait till next Pesach, it'll be over Shnasa. Korban Pesach that's after the first year is no good. So what do you do with the Korban Pesach that you found after Yom Tov is over? So the halacha is that a Moiser Pesach is Karv Shlomim. The actual Korban Pesach itself is Karv Shlomim. The one on the Dachrim Sukkim. Either Moiser Pesach in the sense that Korban was left over, and it wasn't Nishchat, it wasn't Korig on Erev Pesach Bizmano, or it means that the money was left over. I set aside $500 and I got the Korban Pesach for $250, so the leftover money is Karv Shlomim. So this led the Rambam to believe, the Rambam writes like that in the Pirush HaMishnayis. The Gemara, but it doesn't say like that. The Gemara just says that a Korban Toida is basically a Korban Shlomim, that if you shech the Toida, the Shem Shlomim, that's not called Shinui Kodesh, because Zerach Toida Shlomav, a Toida is a form of a Shlomim, it's a branch of the family of Shlomim. The Gemara never says that a Pchor and a Meiser and a Pesach are also a branch of Shlomim. That doesn't say, the Pashto says that it's not true. The Gemara just says that a Toida is a branch of Shlomim, not the other.
One of the Tanaim in the Pesach Shaitin Barton says that if you should get the rule of Shlomo and Lashma is if you shokate the Dalar Shlomali Mendes has Kasher and Lamachim as possible. An example the Mishnah gives is Bechor and Maisim Lashem Shlomo be Kasher and Shlomo Lashem Bechor Maisim possible. So I think Ramam.
Well, we don't pass them like that, Tanaim.
But we don't pass them on the Tanaim, no?
Yes, yes. The difficult Rambam, and the Aruch HaZaki, he doesn't have that. The Dinam of Shina Kodesh thinks to contradict that Rambam. The Dinam of Shina Kodesh, that if you shecht Pchor L'Shem Shlomim, Shlomim L'Shem Pchor. That's Le'ol L'Bal M'Shem Chayva. How can the Rambam say that it's basically the same thing? Well, just there's one exception to the rule, that the Kodesh is a branch of Shlomim. But anyway, that's what the Rambam writes. So so you have in Kotshe Kotshim, you have the Shechita has to be done Dafke B'Tzofen. Whereas in Kotshim Kalim, the Shechita can be done anywhere in the Azor. The Achila can only be done by the Kohanim in Kotshe Kotshim. Kohanim Rechel and the Bailim is Kapim. Whereas in Kotshim Kalim, the Bailim can eat it. The Yisraelim can eat it. And the Zman Achila is different. That's why there's a din of Me'ilah. There is only Me'ilah in Kotshe Kotshim. There's no Me'ilah in Kotshim Kalim. Nefesh kisama lechata b'kotchi Hashem. So the Mishnah is in Maseches Mila Dash, b'kotchi Hashem, kotchim hamiyuchadim l'Hashem, to the exclusion of kotchim kalam. Mishnah just says that there is me'ila and emure, kotchim kalam l'achaz rikas adam. Why is that? So the Mishnah me'ila never spells it out, but the Mishnah Maseches Vachem and Perikol HaTorah spells that because the emure, kotchim kalam l'achaz rikas adam have the status of kotchi kotchim. The emure ma kotchi kotchim. After the zrikas adam, Zvika Saddam is matayu to be makta the Yemura Magabiyam is death. Before the Zvika Saddam, you're not allowed to be makta the Yemura Magabiyam is death. Like before the Zvika Saddam, the Kohanim are forbidden to eat the Basa, and the Balaam are forbidden to eat the Basa by Kotchim Kalam. And after the Zvika Saddam, just like it's matayu Basa Bachila to the Kohanim and to the Balaam, it's also matayu the Kohanim to do the Haktoris Yemurim Magabiyam is death. So the Yemurim, after Zvika Saddam, have a special status. Now it's Oymel HaKrova. Now it's Aymel HaKtorah. Before the Zvika Saddam, it wasn't Aymel HaKtorah. As soon as it becomes Aymel HaKtorah, then its status changes and it becomes Kotchi Kotchim. Maynaf Kamina, let's say, is Nifsal B'Yotzei. If you take Korban Chutzlam Komo, even if you bring it back into its Mokhm, let's say I took Bisar Kotchi Kotchim Chutzla Azor, then I took it back into the Azor. So once I took it out of the Azor, it's Nifsal B'Yotzei. So even if I bring it back in, the Kohanim are prohibited to eat it. Let's say I'll take Bisar Kotchim Kalim Chutzli Yerushalayim. Even if I take it back into Yerushalayim, they're not allowed to eat. So what if you take the Emurim out of the Azor? So the Gemara says the Mishnah is like that. If you take the Emurim out of the Azor, even if you bring them back into the Azor, it's Nifsal B'Yotzei. You can't eat it anyway, but you can't be makter it now. It's Nifsal B'Yotzei with respect to the din that you're now no longer permitted to be makter it Agabi Hamizbech because it has the status of Kotchi Kotchi. No, that's a machloikis Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish. What if you take out the Yemurim after Shechita before Zrikas Adam? Will it be Nifsal or not? Gemar has a whole discussion about that. Me'ilam. When do the Yemurim convert to become Kotchi Kotchim? Is it only after Zrikas Adam or is it even before Zrikas Adam? So the Pashta should have been that you should equate everything. It should only be after Zrikas Adam. That's when it has a din of Me'ilam. Emurim of Kotchim Kalam after Zvikas Adam are converted into Kotchi Kotchim, that's why it has Me'ilah then. The Pashtus is only at that point, after the Zvika, then you should say that it would be Nifsal B'Yotzei. There are different types of Kiddushas. There's a Kiddushas HaGuf LaMizbeach, and then there's a Kiddushas Damim LaMizbeach. There's different types. Let's say a person sets aside $500 to buy a Korban Shlomim, or to buy a Korban Oilam. So that money doesn't have a kedusha guf lamizbeach, has a kedusha damim lamizbeach. Hashenikin, if I set aside a behema, so the behema has a kedusha guf lamizbeach. There is me'ilah in kedusha damim lamizbeach also. Let's say I set aside $500 to buy korban shlomim. So shlomim is a kotchim kalam, so just like on the shlomim guf, there's no me'ilah. So the kedusha damim lamizbeach, the shlomim is also no me'ilah. But what if I set aside $500 to buy korban oila, to buy korban chatas, a mincha, an asham, something that's a kotchi kotchi? So something is a kotchi kotchi. Not only is there me'ilo on the kedushas haguf lamizbech, there's me'ilo on the kedushas dam lamizbech. That's why the Mishnah say that on the machta shekel money there's a din of me'ilo, because machta shekel money is used for the purpose of bringing karbonis tzibur. Karbonis tzibur are all kotchi kotchi. There's no kotchim kalam. The tzibur, kol karbonis tzibur, are all kotchi kotchi. And even though the tzibur never brings a chor, never brings a meiser, a pesach, but it brings a shlamim. So the Mishnah says, sorry, a zibchi shalmi tzibur that brought on Shavuot has the status of a kotchi kotchim. So even on Shavuot, the tzibur does bring a shlamim, that's also considered a kotchi kotchim. So that's why there is a dina of me'ilo on machta shekel, because machta shekel, all of it goes for the purpose of kotchi kotchim. Nothing that the tzibur brings is ever kotchim kalam. This is within the area of Kedushas Mizbeach. Then after you shech the behemah, then it gets an additional Kedusha. After you shech the Shechita is the first Avodah. Mincha is not an Avodah. Let's say when you do Hagosha, when you take the Mincha and you take the Kli, and you have the Kli touch the Keren HaMizbeach, you take the Kli and you have it touch this corner of Mizbeach. Mara says it's not necessary to do the Hagosha in such a fashion that the flower that's inside the Kli should touch the Keren HaMizbeach. It's enough if the Kli touches the Keren HaMizbeach. So that's a din of Hagosha. Hagosha is also not really an Avodah. Hagosha is not really an Avodah. There's a shayla in the first Tosis in Zochim, where the Hagosha may be done by a Zar. We don't allow a Zar to walk anywhere near that part of the Mizbeach. It's a different story. Let's say if the Hagosha would be done by a Zar, would you insist on doing it over? let the Hazar happen to be there for some reason or another, would you allow him to do the Hagosha or not? Hefshid v'nituach, when you do Hefshid v'nituach for a Korban Oilah, that doesn't require a Kohen. Hefshid v'nituach is Kosher Bazaar, it's not an Avodah. So Hagosha Akifash is also not an Avodah. If the Hagosha is done by Zahar, it's kosher. Yeah. If Hagosha is done by Zahar, it's kosher. But is the reason it didn't lachatchila that it has to be done by a Kohen? Not an avodah. Is the reason it didn't lachatchila? The Tosis in the beginning of Zohar, I think, claims, if I'm not mistaken, the first Tosis on the daf in Zohar says that lachatchila the Hagosha has to be done by a Kohen. Even aside from the fact that the Yisraelim are not permitted to walk around over there. Lachatchila you need a Kohen. Okay. Yeah, someone showed me a Mishnah. Mishnah says that in the Tiferes, but you brought up an issue. Are they permitted to enter the Ezra's Kohanim for the purpose of smicha? So someone showed me, Yaakov showed me a Tiferes in Mishnah and Kelim that says that, yeah, that they allow them. So I don't remember. You have to look in the Tesis. So what did Tesis prove about the Chav Beis Amis? If for the purpose of smicha, the Mishnah says that they did enter into the Ezra's Kohanim. I don't know. Gotta take a look in the Tesis again.
From the
Mitzorah. From the Mitzorah is the Raya. Oh, that's the only Raya from the Mitzorah. Could be. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the din is that after you do the Shechita, then an additional Kedusha is endowed to the carbon. Even though it already had a Kedusha Saguf, Lamizbeach, in the time that you made the Kedusha Speh, but when you shecht it, that's considered the first avodah. The smicha is not an avodah. A lot of things that are done in the Beis Hamikdash that are not avodah. But if they do the shechita is an avodah. The Gemara says shechita lav avodah in the sense that it's ksher of the zar, that you don't need a kohen. But still, the shechita is one of the dalal avodahs. In a certain sense, it is an avodah. In a certain sense, not an avodah. You have to understand that Brisker Rav talks about it. Menachas Daf Tes. With respect to what it is an avodah, with respect to what it is not an avodah. But it clearly is an avodah. But you have machsheves tigul b'shas shechita, because shechita is an avodah. One of the dalal avodah is Adam, that's ma'akim. So after you do the first avodah of the shechita, then the carbon is endowed with a more intense kedusha, namely, now it's considered a kedushas carbon. Before it was a kedushas aguf lamizbeach. When you set aside money, it's a kedushas damim lamizbeach. When you take the money and you buy the carbon, then it gets a kedushas aguf lamizbeach. You say the kedushas peh, arez a chatas lashem, arez a oila, arez a shlamim, arez a carbon pesach, whatever, that's a kedushas aguf lamizbeach. And then when you do the shechita, then it's endowed with a deeper kedusha, namely it's a kedushas korban. My nafkinin and all this, when you set aside money, so then it's only kedushas damim lamizbech, so it has pidyon. You take the kedusha and the money, you convert it into a behemoth. When you have the behemoth, it has no pidyon, unless it gets a mum. It's a special zeris hakosu. The behemoth gets a mum, then it has pidyon. But up until the time that it gets a mum, it doesn't have pidyon. Or if it's an oaf, there's no pidyon la oaf. There's no pidyon la oaf, because an oaf doesn't have a din of mum. Rashi and Chumash quotes. Thomas was Zachar's the behemoth, and Thomas was Zachar's the Ofo. There's no din. By the behemoth, there is a special din in which korban has to be dafke a zocher, which has to be dafke in a keva. An oila has to be dafke a zocher, and a chatas has to be dafke in a keva. And a shlomi can either be a zocher or in a keva. By oaf, he has either a chatas oaf or oila oaf. So does a chatas oaf have to be dafke in a keva? The oila oaf has to dafke be a zocher, so the din is no. There's no din of Zachar. It doesn't mean that there's no male and female in the office. There are male ophis and there are female. There are hens that lay eggs and there are roosters that crow. They're different animals. It doesn't mean there's no din of Zachar in the cave of Yotis. I mean, Alpi Aloche, the Aloche doesn't make any difference. An Olasol can either be a Zachar in a cave and a Chatasol can also be either a Zachar in a cave. There's no space. And also, there's no Tamus, the office. There's no din of Behemoth Mimo to the exclusion of a Balmum. It's a different psul by an oaf. If it's a mechusa reva, Rashi quotes, a different psul, but that's not that mechusa reva is considered a such a mum that passes even by. It's a different parsha. That's why the halacha says that there's no pigyon la oaf, because an oaf, the only time you can employ the korban, if it's huma, if it gets a mum. But by oaf, there is no halashem of a balmum. Even though it has a mum, it's not considered a. It doesn't have the status of a balmum. So the Gemara is mashma in the end of Nila, that the oaf, even if it becomes a mechusa reva, still doesn't have any pidyon. So what's the halacha again? If you have kedushas damim lamizbech, you set aside money to buy a korban, but that has pidyon. You convert the kedusha from, you transfer the kedusha from the money onto the behemoth or onto the yoke. After you've already endowed the behemoth, the yoke with kedusha, so it has kedusha aguf lamizbech. So then it won't have any pidyon until it's going to get a mum, and that din of mum is only by behemoth, not by yochum. But then after you shecht it, after you've done the first avodah by an ofer, so you did the malika, then it's even endowed with a deeper kedusha, and now the din is that it can be nifsal b'yotzei. It's a kedushas carbon, not just a kedusha guf mamizbeh. So it's a magdish behemoth that's walking around for a couple of days. So he says, nifsal b'lino. So nifsal b'lino, the behemoth is walking around in Tel Aviv. Walking around somewhere in America, and then I fly it there. So this will be yotze. No, it's not this will be yotze. This will be yotze only applies after the shechita, after the first avoda, when it's called a carbon. So something that has a kedushas carbon has a more intense kedusha. That could be nifsal b'yotze. That's what the Gemara has a machlekes in the first Perek in Kedushin, and in many places in Pesachim and Zvachim and in other places. What a balei chaim nidochim and yumet. What a balei chaim nidochim, balei chaim ein nidochim. What does it mean? It's a din of dichui. If you add a carbon that was kosher. And then it became pasul for whatever reason. And then the reason for the pasul disappeared. The sibas apsul disappeared. So I should say the korban is chozer lehechsherah. It should become kosher again. Lehakar al gabim mizbech. So the Gemara has no agzeret hakos of a din of dichui. That once the korban was nifsal, even though the sibas apsul has been removed, and there's no reason in the world why I shouldn't be makrivit. So we learn that from agzeret hakos that once it's pasul, it remains pasul on the board. The pasuk that you learn it out from is the pasuk from Umayver. It says in the Chumash that that's the exception to the rule. There's a din of mum kavua and there's a din of mum ayver. When the behemoth has a mum, you can't be makrivit. If it's a mum kavua, then you can be paidah. If it's only a mum ayver, so you cannot be makrivit now. And even if you're makrivit but you have it, it's not kosher, possible. But you can't be paidah either because only a mum ayver, it's going to get better by itself. That's the definition of a mum ayver. It's going to get better by itself. If you need a doctor to make an operation, then it's still called a mum kavua. Even though you can't get the doctor to make the operation to heal it, there's a tesis that says that that's considered a mum kavua. Mum ayver means that it's going to heal automatically. It's going to heal by itself. So what happens if you add a mum ayver in the behemoth and the mum ayver got better by itself? So then the pasuk says, ki mashkosam bohem mum bam. So why is it repeated? Mum bam calls mum. So the Gemara is medai. Calls mum that it has the mum, it's possible. As soon as the mum is cured, then the korban may be offered. So the Gemara is medayik that that's the one and only psul that when it's chozer lehechsherah, you're permitted to be makruv the korban. But any other psul that will occur to the korban once the korban was nifsal, it remains pasul liyolam void. That's the makruv of the din of dichai. It's interesting. The Gemara never spells out what the makruv is. The Tosfos Yishonim on the side of the Gemara in Yuma towards the end of Yuma points it out that that is the makruv. The makruv is in the pasuk of mum ayver. So that din of dichoi, the Gemara has a machlekes tanoim and a machlekes amaroim, whether the psul dichoi applies even to balei chayim, even to the animal while it's alive, or not. The psul dichoi only applies after shechita. So we pass in la'alocha like that balei chayim made in the dochim. The psul dichoi only applies after shechita. Why is that so? So the pashtus is that this is the reason why, because before shechita, the carbon doesn't have the full kedusha yet. Let's take for example, the Gemara has a case of dichui. Now you can only be makruv karbonis when the mizbech is there. What if the mizbech was destroyed? The mizbech fell apart. Nivgam ha-mizbech. The mizbech is there, but it's no longer merubah. So it no longer has the ribua. It's not a perfect square. But then the Gemara says in Chulin, the beginning of Chulin, that it's possible. The mizbech has to be merubah. So what happens? They have a carbon, and the mizbech was nifsal. Somehow the mizbeach collapsed, then I have to rebuild the mizbeach. So would I say that since there was a half an hour of time during which I couldn't be makriv the carbon, like because the mizbeach was nifkam, and therefore the yerlam void, I cannot be makriv the carbon? Or do you say no, that since the carbon is still alive, I didn't shecht it yet, so there's no psul? The Gemara has a machlokes on that case. Even that's an interesting case. The psul is something totally extraneous from the behemoth. It's not like a balmum oiver that the psul is in the behemoth. Is nifkam mizbech as I to get psul? Doesn't matter what the psul is. If for any reason under the sun you can't be makruv the carbon, so then I declare that the carbon was nitche, and hoil benitche yidoche. The Gemara has a machlekes amatanoim and a machlekes amaroim. But does this psul of zichui apply only to animals that have already geshochten? Means I already shechted the carbon and have the dam and it clean. I'm about to berach the dam on a mizbech, and all of a sudden I see that the mizbech just fell apart. So I hold the dam for half an hour until they're going to fix them is better, then I'll be zorikit. So that for sure is no good. If you're holding the dam in a kli, and you're standing there at a time that you can't pour the dam on the mizbeach because it doesn't have the status of ribua, it's not a kosher mizbeach, and then you're going to fix it, so that's for sure no good. That's a psul dichoi b'shutin. But is there a dichoi b'balei chayim is a machlekes? We ask you no. Why not? So the answer is because there's no psul of dichoi on behemah schulen. Let's say I have a behemah that's schulen that I wasn't magdish yet. and it's walking around, and the Mizbeach was Nivkam, and then they build up the Mizbeach again. So someone's going to say that there's a Psul Dicha on Behemoth Chulvas. No, of course not. Psul of Dicha, you only can set in on a Behemoth that has Kedushas Korban on it. But that's the Machlekes that the Gemara has. How much of a Kedusha, what degree of a Kedusha do you have to have on the Korban that the Psul of Dicha should set in? Is it sufficient if it has a Kedushas Haguf on Mizbeach, or do you require more than that? You need that it should have a Kedushas Korban. A Kedushas Korban it only gets after the Shechita, after the first Avodah. There's a Ritvo in the first parak in Kiddushin has a fascinating comment. What would a din be by a Korban Mincho? Let's say you have a Korban Mincho and you're about to do the Kmitzo, and then you see the Mizbeach was Nifkam, and then they fix the Mizbeach. So would you say that since the Mizbeach was Nifkam, and you can't do the Avodah, you can't, what do you have to do? What Avodah do you have to do on Mizbeach? You have to be marked to the Kolman. They can't be marked to the comments because Man and Mizbech is missing the Ribuah. So should you say that since the Mincha was Nidche for half an hour's time during which the Mizbech was called for Hovah Nidche Yidoche or not? So the Ribuah says that that would depend on the Machlokes in the Gemara whether Balechayim Nidochem or not. What's the parallel of Balechayim? By a Mincha Zokter after Kiddush Kli before Kmitza. By Menachas and Nesachim is a special din. And you set aside the money for the Korban Mincha and the Nesach Manon has a Kedushas Domim La Mizbeach, just like by Behemoth and Ezekiel. But then even after you take the money and you buy the Menachas and Nesachim, it still only has a Kedushas Domim La Mizbeach. It doesn't get a Kedushas Aguf La Mizbeach, unlike Behemoth the Yod. When I say, Harei Zeh Chatas Lashem, Harei Zeh Oila, Harei Zeh Korban Pesach, it gets right away Kedushas Aguf La Mizbeach. By Menachas and Nesachim, there's a Perek. In the end of Menachas, that's called Perek HaMenachas HaNesachim. It doesn't get a kedushas haguf la mizbeach until you put it into a klisharit. That's not enough in a pasuk called gem mizbeach yigdosh. That pasuk tells you that the mizbeach has the status of a kli and a klisharit is mekadosh. Not only the mizbeach, all klisharit are mekadosh when you put into it what's supposed to be put into it. So menachas and nesachim, the wine and the flour that's offered as a korban has to be placed into a kli in order that it should be endowed with a kedushas haguf la mizbeach. And after you've converted the Kedusha from the money, you set aside money and you bought the Shemen, Yayin, Solas, it still only has the Kedusha Zaman on Mizbeach. It doesn't have Kedusha Zaman on Mizbeach. You can be paid it. There's no problem. You can be paid it. But after it has a Kiddush Kli, after it was in Scottish with Kli Shores, then it gets the Kedusha Zaman on Mizbeach. When does it get the Kedusha's carbon? So there is four rites that have a Pashat like this. There is one Kiddusha. They don't quote anybody else, any other sources. But it's an interesting svara that up until the time that you do the kmitza, which is the first avodah, it'll only have a kedusha saguf la mizbeach. Once you do the kmitza, so the kmitza by korban mincha is parallel to the shechita by any other korban, by korban behemoth the yoke. So the kmitza is the first avodah. That's what accomplishes that the mincha now has the kedushas korban, not just the kedusha saguf la mizbeach. So in that interim stage, in that interim period between the kiddush kli and the kmitza, which is the first avodah rishayna, the status of the mincha will be like Bali Chaim. Even though it's not Bali Chaim, it's Yayin, it's Shemen, it's Sol, it doesn't matter. That has the status of Bali Chaim. So there is Vorai, that the way we pass on Allah, but Bali Chaim and Nidachim, the parallel by mincha would be in the interim stage. There wouldn't be a din of dicha. There would only be a din of dicha. Once you've already done the coin, already did the kmitza. Once you did the kmitza, now the whole mincha is labeled as a kedushas korban. Not just the Kedushas Haguf La Mizbeach. It's actually Kedushas Korban. The first Avoda has already been done. But now the Psul of Dichli will be able to be Chum. The same thing, let's say I have a behemoth that's roaming around, that's walking around. And it goes Chutz LYerushalayim. It goes Chutz LaAzara. So it becomes Nisal B'Yotze. No, it doesn't become Nisal B'Yotze until after it becomes Kedushas Korban, after the Shechita. Or Nisal Balina. Nifsa Belina, if it's Kachim Kalim, it's Nifsa Belina after Shnei Yom and Velayla Echad. If it's a Kachim Kachim, it's Nifsa Belina after Yom Velayla Archatzai. Well, let's say I have a Karban Shlomim or a Karban Chatzis is walking around. It becomes Nifsa Belina? No, not until after Shchita. It doesn't come Nifsa Belina. The Psul Lina and the Psul Yotzei can only set in after it gets a Kedushas Karban. Before it got a Kedushas Karban, it only has a Kedushas Haguf Lamizbeach. It doesn't have a Kedushas Karban. So these Psulim don't apply. So what they name it? The Psul of Dichui doesn't begin to set in until after it has a Kedushas Korban. And the same is true, Tayson says, the parallel would apply to a mincha. Let's say you took money, you set aside money to buy, you set aside $10 to buy a Korban mincha. So the money only has a Kedushas Domim Lamizbeach. Then you took the money and you bought flour. It also only has a Kedushas Domim Lamizbeach. When you put the flour into the klisharis, a daita that it should be Mekadesh, Gemara has a machlekes, but it needs, but a kiddush kli needs das. It does need das. Machlekes in Gemara sukkin and rach. So when you put it into the kli sharis, either with das or without das, whatever it is, so then it becomes a kedushas haguf on his back. But it doesn't yet become a kedushas carbon until after you do the kmitza. So will the mincha that's in the kli sharis become nifsal belina? Will it become nifsal b'yoyim? If you take the mincha out of the azara after you put it into the kli sharis, you take it out of the azara. Will it be nifsal b'yoyim? So Rashi says in several places that yes, and Tosfos has this recurring theme. Every 10 dafim in Zvachim and Menachos, Tosfos keeps on arguing that Rashi's wrong. That Rashi's wrong. Rashi keeps on saying, and then Tosfos keeps on pointing out that it can't be. That the carbon mincha after kiddush kli, before kmitza, is parallel to the behemah after kedushas peh, before shchita. That it only has a kedushas haguf lamizbech, it doesn't have yet a kedushas carbon. Kedushas carbon is not given to the mincha until after you do the kmitza, which is the first avodah, which is parallel to the Shechita. The Gemara has in Soita, in the second paragraph of Soita, the Gemara quotes that Tosefta, that really should have been somewhere in Menachos, somewhere in Zvachim, but it's not quoted there. It's only quoted in the second paragraph in Soita, but the Gemara has a long Tosefta, a long Braisa, drawing the parallel between the Dalar Avodas Adam of a carbon and the Dalar Avodas by a carbon Mincha. That's a parallel. So you have the Kenitze is Mechuvan Keneged Shechita. Why? Because what does the kmitza accomplish? It's mevarech chelek gavoya. You separate the koymet from the shiori hamincha. Shiori hamincha necha by the kohanim, because it's kachi kachin. It has to necha by zikul kuna and yazor yom v'layla achasai. All menachas are kachi kachin. In behemis, ofas are all also kachi kachin. There's no of that's kachin kachin. In behemis, it's sometimes kachi kachin, sometimes kachin kachin. But mincha, all the menachas are kachi kachin. There's no mincha that's kachin kachin. So the kmitza for the purpose of being mevarech chelek gavoya, separate the komitz, which is supposed to be korban gavoya mizbeach, from the shiori hamincha, which is nechal to the zichur kuna. The Rashi explains that why is that parallel to shechita? It's interesting. The two dinim of shechita. Shechita, when we shech the behemah to take off the eastern avela, that it should be geshochten. When you shech korbanos on the beis hamikdash, it's not really for the purpose of killing the animal. It's not really for the purpose of taking off the eastern avela. It's a different reason to be mevarech chelek gavoya. Rashi says in Soita, to separate the dam, hayotze, dam kamasham yotzeh, but the shashchita, the dam that comes out from the neck, the shashchita is what's nizrak al gabi hamizbech, that's the chilek gavoya, from the rest of the animal, which is not nizrak al gabi hamizbech. So that's why Rashi explains that the tosefta in Soita draws the parallel that the kmitza by a korban, by a mincha, is parallel to the shchita or the malika by korbanis behemah v'yot, because in both cases, you mevarech chilek gavoya. And then you have by the dam, you have kabbalas adam in a kli sharis, to endow it with even deeper kedusha. If you didn't have a kabbalas adam in the kli sharis, then the kaddish is anew. Even though after the shechita, the carbon already has a kedusha as carbon, but still adam needs an additional mekaddish. You had a mekaddish after mekaddish after mekaddish. First it was kedusha as damim lamizbech, then it's kedusha aguf lamizbech, then it gets kedusha as carbon with the shechita. Then when you do kabbalas adam in the kli sharis, then the adam has even a more intense kedusha. You have to make up some additional name for that, because if you wouldn't be mekaddish in the kli sharis, so taken in the kli chol, it wouldn't be kosher lizrak al gam izbeach, has to adapt to the kiddush kli. So the same is true regarding the komet, that after you do the kmitze, then you have to do kiddush kli on the komet. You have to put the komet into a kli sharis. Then you have halacha, when you bring the dam close to the mizbeach. And the parallel is, you have to bring the komet to the mizbeach also. Then you do the haktorah gabi mizbeach by the komet, that's parallel to the zrika sadam on the karnes mizbeach. Those are the dalar avoyim. Tosis in many places, Tosis in many, many places has this constant hasoge against Rashi, that a Menachos in Esoch and Mishikitshu Bikli had been elevated from Kedushas Domim Lamizbech to Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech, but it still doesn't have a Kedushas Karban until after you do the Kmitza. So therefore it cannot be Nifsal B'yot, it cannot be Nifsal Belina. Before the Shechita by the Behema, before the Kmitza by the Mincha, it only has a Kedushas Aguf Lamizbech. And then the Tulim will not set in.
In the parallel, because Adam would be like Haktoris
Emuru. Like Haktoris Akon. Right.
Also, there's a parallel, we have to be king by Nisachim. Because what is joined by Nisachim, you just pour it into a cliche, and then the cliche gets on board on the payoff. So, what level, I mean, how do we split that up?
No, it doesn't have these dollar already.
So, in other words, this whole story of what the Yoke Belina and Dabadato Sulam. So, once the wine is into the Kli Sharis, then we have the clock.
No, it's not Nisfa Biyoke, it's not Nisfa Belina. Can't be.
The Sachin can't be?
No. If the Kli is Mekadoshes, it's the midst of the Lina. I think after look, Taisus talks about it, Gemaris, but the Gemara talks about Lina. The Gemara talks about Lina by Karbon Mincha, so Taisus says it's just Meguna Hadova. It's a Gnai from these, it won't be midst of the Yoytei. If you have a mincha that was put in a kli, but you didn't do the kmitza yet, the Taz says won't be nifsal b'yotz, they won't be nifsal b'yotz, but it's just meguna hadava. They take it out of the azam. You have to look in the gemaras by the yayin and by the mayin. You have this. All the things that we're talking about are kedushas kochem mizbeach. Then you have kedushas berek habayis. That's in kamsh mizbeach. Somebody gives a donation to the Beis Hamikdash. That's Kedushas Perek Abayis. The Pashtus is that Perek Abayis is always Kedushas Domin. There's never any Kedushas Guf in the Perek Abayis. Even after you build it into the wall, the Pashtus is that it doesn't have any Kedushas Guf. The Rambam has a Tosefta, which doesn't appear anywhere anymore. The Rambam quotes a Tosefta that is only Tidyon by Kotshe Perek Abayis calls man that it wasn't built into the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. But once they built it in, you have, let's say, Amnei HaHechov or Hazaras, the floors, the walls, or whatever. So the Ramamite is not Pidyon on that. Yeah, that necessarily because it's Kedushas Aguf, and Kedushas Aguf has no Pidyon. That up until you build it into the wall, it has the status of Kedushas Dom in the Berek Abayis. And if they build it in, that it has the status of Kedushas Aguf, then Kedushas Aguf has no Pidyon. The Pashtus is that it's not so, because the Ramam writes in another place in Hilchos Me'ilah, the Rambam quotes the Dinim from Mishnayis and Elah, that whenever somebody is Moil Behegdish, so the Din is that the Hegdish is Yotze L'chulim. The Gemara learns it out, the Mishnah learns it out from the Pasuk. Nefesh Kisimo Mal, Behem Elo Elo Shini Vishur, Nemar, Moil Amal B'Isha, it says by Nisha Saito, when she's Mizana Tachas Bailo, that she goes into a different Rishut, she's Yotze Mishut Habal, she enters into someone else's Rishut. So just like the word Mola Mal B'Isha, the word, the verb, Mi'ilo, by the Isha Saita means Shina Rishu, she's going into someone else's Rishu other than her husband. So too, by Mi'ilo Behegdish, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, when it says Nefesh Kisim Amal, Bechata Bishkog, Mekach Hashem, and so on. So that means Shina Rishu. What sense is the Shina Rishu? When the person is Mola Behegdish, that Halacha says that the Hegdish is Yotze L'Chulim. Like there is HaKosuv. Just like if one would be Poida, the Hegdish would be Yotze L'Chulim. So too, even if he wasn't part of the Hegdish, if he's Moil the Hegdish, he's Yotze L'Chulim. So the Mishnah says in Me'ilah that whatever Hegdish could be Yotze L'Chulim Aydei Pidyon is Yotze L'Chulim Aydei Me'ilah. Whatever cannot be Yotze L'Chulim Aydei Pidyon is not Yotze L'Chulim Aydei Me'ilah. For example, what kind of Hegdish doesn't have any Pidyon? Kedushas Aguf L'Mizbeach. Kedushas Aguf L'Mizbeach is not Yotze L'Chulim Aydei Pidyon. So therefore, if somebody could be Moil and not Hegdish, it would also not be Yotze L'Chulim. So what happens if somebody would be moil the hegdish of the avnei ha'hechol v'ho azores? And you say that has a kedushas haguf l'perek abayim. And it's not yetzel l'chulim, because the Rambam writes that it has no pidyon. The Rambam has two lists. He has one place a list of things that have no pidyon, and the other place in a different section in the Rambam has a list of things that are not yetzel l'chulim aydei me'ilah because they don't have any pidyon. So the list over there only has behemah kli shoris b'vav, that's all. That's the Mishnah me'ilah. Only behemas kotshim that have kedusha guf on his bear, or menachas and nesachim after kiddush kli have a menachas and nesachim after kiddush kli have a kedusha guf on his bear, so they no longer have any pidyon. So they wouldn't be yotze l'chulin ayidei pidyon. So they wouldn't be yotze l'chulin ayidei me'ila either. But the Rambam, there's a discrepancy over here in one place, and when he lists off which things don't have pidyon, so he quotes this Tosefta. Avnei ha'hechol v'ha'zaroi have no pidyon. When he writes in Hilchos Me'ilah which things are not yet to the chulin because they don't ha'idei me'ilah because they don't have any pidyon, he doesn't write Avnei ha'zaroi. Avnei ha'hechol v'ha'zaroi. Why not? So the pashtus is that there is no such thing as kedushas haguf l'berek abayi. Berek abayi is always kedushas dami. The whole concept of Kedusha Guf only exists in Kochim Mizbeach. There's no Kedusha Guf. And theoretically, all Berek Abayis should be up for auctioning. The only thing is that the Gizbah is not supposed to auction the Beis HaMikdash. There's a limit to it. We want to make money, but the Yeshiva Berek want to make money. So So we'll rename the yeshiva. If you want to give more money, Rabbi Kochanan didn't give so much money. If someone else will give money, we'll name it after you. Let's say Saddam Hussein will decide he'll give money. So we're going to name yeshiva Saddam Hussein. There's a limit. There's a limit how far we can sell our soul. So Beis HaMikdash also, the Gizbah's job is to make money for this holy institution. So Beis HaMikdash. So everything is up for sale. Whatever lends itself to be Yotze V'chul, and I have opinion, everything is for sale. So Kedush is HaGuf LaMizbeach has no opinion, so he can't sell it. Kedush is Berek HaBayis, he can sell anything and auction it off and get a hybrid. Let's say they have the chairs in the Beis HaMikdash. Beautiful chairs, the people have to sit somewhere. So the Gizbah, some is Shugan, wants to buy the chairs. He said, I'll sell you the chairs for $1,000 each chair. These were used in the Beis HaMikdash. We'll auction it off. What about the walls of the Beis HaMikdash? Someone wants to pay money. I want to buy the walls and I'll give you different. I'll give you $1 billion. So there's a limit. So the Rambam calls it to that. That's not for sale, period. That's not. It's not that Al Pidin, it's not Nitfas and Pidin. It is Nitfas and Pidin. If the Gizbah will go ahead and do it, maybe B'di Eved will be Nitfas, maybe not, because the Gizbah had no right to do it. It's a different reason why. But the nature of the Kedusha, it's not that the nature of the Kedusha is such that it doesn't lend itself to Pidin. Theoretically, it would have Pidin also. So therefore, the other kind of Yitzhila Kulin, namely Aydei Me'ilo, whenever someone is Moel Behegdish, the Hegdish is automatically Yitzhila Kulin, even by Abnei Heichal V'Hazara, they would be Yitzhila Kulin Aydei Me'ilo. Because theoretically, the nature of the Kedusha is not different from any other Kachay Berek HaBayis. All Kachay Berek HaBayis are only Kedusha's Dhamma. There's no Kedusha group. So theoretically, everything lends itself to be Yaita Vechulan Aidei Pinyon. So that the Gizbar is not Rashoi. He's not authorized to sell the walls of the Beit HaMikdash. It's an Avera, that's one. I don't know. Chubar the Mishnah says that there's no Dina Me'ilah. There's no Dina Me'ilah on the Chubar. There's the Shalom. What about Tolu Shalom? What about a war? Would there be a Me'ilah now?
Well, it's
relevant.
You know,
I'm
making
it
for this case. So, what do you think about it too? Well, it's not just
you could have a case, let's say someone took the beam out of the wall and put it on the floor, then another guy sat down on the beam. Another guy sat down on the brick. Okay. Unless you say that Tolosh or the Sadchibra is Dino to Tolosh, so then you can have Neely even on the building. So the parasha talks about all these different korbanas. You have to notice, some of them are Kachim Kachim, some of them are Kachim Kalim. You have all the different dinim. Rashi points out you have Tzof and you have Mila, you have who eats it, what the Mokmachil, what the Zmanachil, and some different halach. The opening Rashi has a whole hakdama. Ayikra al Moshe, that every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu Adin, so first he said, he called Moshe Rabbeinu, but Rashi Chibra. What was the significance of calling Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu had entered into the Mishkan. He was there in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So the Baruch Hu first called his name. Moshe, I want to tell you Adin. You ready? Okay, pay attention. So he didn't start. He didn't just have a voice come out from heaven and say, they're Kachi Kachin, they're Kachin Kalin, and Zika Saddam, and the Tzofen, and the Dorim, blah, blah, blah. He said, are you ready? Get ready. But frankly, you have to have Hachana. The more Hachana a person has, so the more he can, not only Hachana, he should prepare the Gemara with the Taisus in advance before the Shia, that kind of Hachana. The person should be in a frame of mind that the Chabad is important to have that Hachana. But the person should be making himself a Kabbalah Satira. Today he's talking about making themselves a Kabbalah Satira Shloshes Yonim, a Tikshu Alisha. That was the Hachana of Klal Yisrael for the Kabbalah Satira Bichlal. But then Moshe Rabbeinu had a hachana b'fratu, it's for every dibur, every azhara, every mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, a chol dibur v'dibur, there was a kriya in advance. The chol dibur, so the chol amiroi, so the chol atzivuim, kodma kriya, there was a kriya in advance that Moshe Rabbeinu should be making himself. This is important. The more hachana a person has for Dovah Shebikdusha, so the more the Dovah Shebikdusha will affect him. Around Shavuot's time, I think the SLY usually hangs up signs that they quote an essay, one line in the essay from Absalvechik that every Dovah Shebikdusha has Tavachon. That's Sukkim in Tanakh, that's Gemara. This is usually quoted in the name of the Vilna Goyen in connection with the Gemara, the end of Bava Metzia. The Gemara quotes Rav Chiya as saying that he would, he had a debate with one of the other contemporaries of his, with another Amara Talmud of Rav Yudah Nasi. So he said that he would see to it that the Torah would never be forgotten, and he said what he would do, he would plant flax, he would harvest the flax, and he would manufacture nets, and then with the nets, he would set out the nets, and he would catch deer, and he would slaughter the deer, then he would remove the skin from the deer after slaughtering them, then he would convert the skin into parchment, and he would write Sefer Torah, and he would teach the Torah to children, and teach Bereshis to one group, and Shemot to another group, and Baikot to another group, and so on. And each group, he would tell them, now that you know Bereshis, and you know Shemot, you teach it to the other children, go from city to city, and do the same trick. So they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon, why did he spend so much time? He says, what his program would be to plant the flax and harvest the flax and make the nets and catch the deer for Chag Gadol and such a long arita. Why don't just buy parchment that's already mu'uvad l'shma? So you need ibud l'shma. You want a mitzvah bo, yes, and l'shlucha. You make your own ibud l'shma. The pashto says you don't even say mitzvah bo, yes, and l'shlucha. An ibud. Why so many hachonis? It's not even chalda hachonu l'shma. Planting the flax and making the nets and catching the deer and slaughtering it. Why so much hachonis? That's what they quote from the Vilna Gaon, that the more hachonis a person makes for the Dovah Shebidusha when you establish a yeshiva, or you teach Torah, or you learn Torah, so the more hachonis there are, the further back you go, making hachonis to the Shem Mitzvah, so the more impact that mitzvah will be able to have. So that depends on why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was always magdim, chod mekriyal, lechol dibo, lechol amir, lechol tzivu, there was always a kriya that Moshe Rabbeinu should be making himself in advance. Person just flies in from the airport and he runs into the shiur and he walks into a shiur and poof, he's here, he listens to the shiur. He comes in from the train and he walks in, here he is, he's here for the shiur. So there's a big lack of hachonis. It's the same thing Shabbos. People today don't have Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yechol B'Shabbos. Today people buy the ready-made food and everything is ready-made, and you just walk into Shabbos, you run in from the office and you just barely take the shower and you run to shul. Then you fall asleep in the middle of Kabbalah Shabbos because you're so exhausted. There's absolutely no hachana whatsoever. Years ago, you read the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Masech Shabbos. They used to go to Mikvan Erev Shabbos and used to put on Bigdei Shabbos. You'd sit in shul and sing Shir HaShirim. They would be making themselves. The whole idea of Kabbalah Shabbos is you have a hachana to be Mekabbal the Kol Shabbos. By Yos, we usually say Kabbalah Shabbos after the Shkia. Shabbos already came in. So what are we making Kabbalah Shabbos? He's supposed to daven mincha way in advance. He's supposed to be Mekabel Shabbos a half an hour before the Shabbos. He's going to show him all that's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. Kabbalah Tosef HaShabbos, the mitzvah min ha-Kodesh, a mitzvah min ha-Torah, some say chati shu, half an hour. So you should be in Mechin. The Hachonah should be in a bow yom.
Don't you see even in time of the Gemara with the Tekios, Hapta, Samach, and Sada, they also were...
Yeah, the Balabatim were always like that. But the Bnei Torah should be Mechin themselves. I remember there was an old Balabat who davened in my father's shul who remembered, pretty old Balabat, he remembered when the Aruch HaShulchan was appointed rabbi of Nevada. So he said that, he told me he was in the army also, he remembered getting a bracha from the Beis HaLevi. Beis HaLevi, the Russian government required that the rabbis serve as chaplains in the army. They didn't have separate chaplains like we had, professional chaplains. So the rabbis had to go give blessings to the soldiers, give blessings to the troops. So this old Balabas remembers he was in the Russian army, whatever. He remembers the Beis HaLevi came to the army base to give a blessing to all the Jewish soldiers. He says he remembers when he was in Navardik, when the Aruch HaShulchan was appointed rabbi, and he says they used to daven Mincha late on Erev Shabbos, like in every shul, and then Kabbalah Shabbos, and then the farmers would be coming in, like say, L'Haftasam Shabbosod, L'Haftasam Amalacha. The farmers would be coming in, and then they would wash up. And until they would come to shul, they would be carrying already after the shkia, and they would take the wash up. They have to wait after the shkia. They would come to shul, and they would be davening late in shul. So the Aruch HaShulchan thought that that was terrible. The Bimachal Shabbos, the Hashmashes, and after Vaday Teisa Kacham, they were doing Chilul Shabbos. So he saw that the first Shabbos they instituted already, the second Shabbos he instituted in the middle of the winter. You have to be in Kabbalah Shabbos early. Summer or winter, you have to be in Kabbalah Shabbos. They have to plug them in. So they announced that it's going to be, next week is going to be, the Binyan Ashur is going to be Pagamin. So they davened Mincha and they davened Kabbalah Shabbos and Ma'ariv. And then the farmers speaking with plenty of time. We don't have to go to the first Minyan, we'll come to the second Minyan. So all the people still came in late. They came in a little earlier than they usually used to come in time for the second Minyan. So he says, remember, the Hashulchan got up and he gave a clap on the stand and he said, no second Minyan in the main shul. He made everybody daven Yechidim. A shul full of people. He made them all daven yichid. Can't make a second minyan, a big shul. So the people realized that he's not going to go. So he broke their habit. So he only one minyan, the early minyan, summer and winter early minyan. And he says the people, even though the farmers still came in late, at least they came in before Ben Hashmash. They came in way before. So they came in late to the minyan. So still way before the shkia. Yeah, but it's not right. Ravan is not right. You're supposed to be Mekabel Shabbos Yom. You're supposed to have more hachon. The Gemara has a drasha on the opening pasuk here. Adam ikem, Adam kiyak mikem, korban Hashem mikem, v'loy kulchem lahotiyas hamumer. Gemara chulin, dafei. This is the mocker of the din, hamumer dina kakum. This is even more mechudish dik. The Gemara says only a mumer l'chol ha-terah kulam. Only a mumer l'abadizor, a mumer chal shabbos v'chresi, a mumer l'roiv dini ha-terah. It's amazing. Some a mumer l'dover echad, you may be mekabel l'korban. Here it's even more chomer than an akum. He's more chomer than a goy. A goy is an ovid avodizor, the Gemara says, mekabel l'dover in the dobbis, even from ovid avodizor, as long as they're bringing the korban l'ashamayim, they're bringing l'agavoa, telekei Yisroel. They're not bringing it to their avodizor, so you can be mekabel l'dover in the dobbis in the akum. But the mumer is a Jew who became a mumer. Dina Kakum is worse than the Akum. This is the original mocker of the din. The Gemara has the whole sugya whether Shechitas mumer is kosher or not. The whole discussion all begins with this pasuk. Mikem v'lo kolchem l'hotzi ha-mumer. This is the mocker of the din, that a mumer has a lower level of a kedushis Yisrael. Rashi quotes the drasha of the Gemara on the pasuk Yakriv Oso Liritzono in pasuk Gimel. The Hastira Yakriv Oso sounds like we force him to bring the korban. Because it already says Takriv Oso Korbanchem. So what does it say? Yakriv. So Yakriv sounds like if the fellow refuses to keep his pledge, a kofen oso. Then it says Liritzono. It has to be midaito. So how is one the Yashiv the Stiris of Sufim? So the Mishnah Nerchen says, beat him up till he says roitani. If the halacha requires that the man should give a get to his wife, so you force him and he refuses to give the get to his wife, so you beat him up till he agrees to give the get. And that was a good. You see over here it's good by the carbon, so it's good by the get also. Special din. Kofanos Hashem roitani. How is that good? But the libo, he doesn't want it. How can that be good? So the Gemara in Kiddushin asks that question. Kiddushin daf nem tes daf nun. Gemara says, arrive in this Mishnah Erchin that Varm Shabbala Zayn and Varm. If there would have been an Umdin and Muchach that he absolutely doesn't want it, then Taisus and the Rishon say it's not.
Apparently they weren't so picky, so it's considered like Tal Yul Vizovin.
He forced the guy to sell his house for $1 million. That's how much it's worth, $1 million worth. It's not so unreasonable. The Gemara says that if you force a man to marry a girl, so the kiddushin would be good. And he would say that the Gom Shev Lev, even though in his heart, he's going to say later on in his heart he didn't want it, the Gemara says we would ignore that. So there's a machlokes there, also the Rambam and the Rabbi. The Rambam quotes that Gemara, but he just writes that they forced the man until he was in Kaddish the girl. He says the kiddushin achal. The Rabbi says, only provided that he says, roitzani. If he doesn't say roitzani, it's no good. So the Rabbi holds that this kochanos Hashem roitzani, the roitzani is a universal requirement. Any case of kochanos, you'll have to have roitzani, otherwise you're going to say that it's Gom Shev Lev Bolev Kolos. If he doesn't say roitzani, you forced him into it, and everybody saw the way you threatened to kill him. If he doesn't do this thing, so then it's a Gom Shev Lev Bolev Kolos that he doesn't want. And the Rambam apparently holds not so. The Rambam holds only a special din by get. Get needs more das than kiddushin. Get needs more das than mekhi hamemch. And a korban, a special din are caused by korban. Yaakov also doesn't know. Special, these are two special din, dafke by korban and dafke by get. We need right sunday. But in Kolosar Kula, you don't even need that. You should say right sunday. As long as you forced him and he went along with it and he didn't volunteer to say right sunday on his own. Didn't volunteer anything extra. He said that Gom Shev Lev, his name is Gom. More runs out from Pasuk Kehei that Shechita Tshayr Bizar, that in a certain sense Shechita Lav Avodah, in a certain sense Shechita is an Avodah, in a certain sense Shechita is not an Avodah. You have to do Mevara exactly what, because the Pasuk reads the Shachat is then Habakkuk looking at Hashem. You have to do the Shechita in the Azor. The Kriv in the Harakonim is Adam Zarkas Adam on the Zeh Zor, as it says. So the Kriv refers to the Hailocha. You bring the Dam to the Kriv, refers both to the Kabbalah Adam and Hailocha Adam. The Zarka refers to the Zrika, to the Gimel Avodah Saddam, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Halacha Saddam, and the Zrika Saddam has to be done with Kriya Bnei Aharon HaKohen, has to be done by Kohen, but the Shoka can be done by anybody. Mekan, the Shechita Ksheira Bizar. So the Gemara in Brachas tells an interesting story that when Shmuel was a little boy, he was a very bright, precocious child. When the mother, Chana, brought him to Mishkan Shiloh, so he, and Eli was in charge of Mishkan Shiloh, so he saw where they insisted on having Kohanim do the Shechita HaKorbanos. Eli made a mistake. Eli thought that they needed the Kohanim to do the Shechita also. The Mishnayis described that they used to have Kohanim do the Shechita. Mishnayis in Yom, the Mishnayis in Talmud, but they used to draw lots. The Pious, they used to draw lots only for Kohanim. Which Kohanim is going to do the Shechita? So the Meiri asked, why do they draw lots only by the Kohanim? The Shechita shared with that. Because apparently there was a Chumah that Korbanos Tzibur, they would insist on having Dafke Kohanim do the Shechita. Karbonis Yochidna, but Karbonis Atzibo they would insist. So Eli was insistent apparently on all Karbonis, that the Shechita on all Karbonis should be done by Azar. So this little child, how old was he? 2 years old, no? Chana didn't want to bring until he was 2 years old. He was Shvach, he was weak, physically weak. And then when he was 2 years old, so she brought him and she left him there by Eli. And he became a Novi, Shmuel a Novi. So he started chepping, he made a big fuss at the age of two. Gemara explains the Ksufim like that he said they're making a mistake. The old rabbi made a mistake. You don't need a coin to do the Shechita, Shechita Ksheira Bizar. So they, Rabbiwas Hanara Leili, the Pasuk says in Sefer Shmuel, they brought the child to Eli. What does that mean? They said it's Mara Halacha B'Snei Rabbo. It's because a little kid is posturing against the chief rabbi. So Eli asked him, and he said the Pasuk, the Shachat is Marabok, the Rishu is Mahar. And he said, hey, you're right. Fuck, you're right, Shechita Ksheira Bizar. But Yechai needs anyway because Mara Halacha B'Snei Rabbo. So then the Gemara says the Chana was pleading with him and she says, Alanara Zed is Falosu, this is the baby, I had no children for some years, and he's a child, and he gave me a bracha, and how can he kill his child? So he said, I'll give you a bracha and get another baby. Get another baby, he'll be a Baal Darcher, he won't be such a chasid. So she said, no, I want this baby, Alanara Zed is Falosu, this is the one. She says, okay, I'll be Moichalim. So the Akredim asked Kakasha, yeah, the famous Kasha on that Gemara, that why was Shmuel considered a Mara Halacha B'Shnei Rabbo? The Gemara says, the Mokam that someone's doing an Avera, the Mokam Sheshchul Hashem, when someone's doing an Avera, and Chokim Kovel Arav. So if they thought that you need a Koyin to do the Shechita, so the Koyin was wearing the Big Dikuna. And the Big Dikuna consists of Kilayim. The Rambam writes that it was Kilayim on the Yavnik. And the Rambam's opinion is that you're only permitted to wear Kilayim in the Big Dikuna B'Shas Avoida. Shloi B'Shas Avoida, you're not allowed to. Machlok is the Rambam in the Raivit. Two opinions in text. The Rabbi holds me committed to wear Big Dikun all day long. I think it's Lubbish Asavar. The Rambam distinguishes the family between Big Dikun and Gol, Big Dikun and Hegi. And Gol is allowed to wear the Gol all day long, and Hegi is not allowed to. Because the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Head, you're normally allowed to wear big dekuna, the Shas Avoida, and Shechita is not an Avoida. You don't need a Kohen, so you don't need big dekuna. So it's Lafusha Misura. The little kid had to tell them, you have to take off your apneg. You're wearing Kalayim, Shlo B'Shas Avoida, and there's no Hetta. Bishleim, if you all like the riser, that you're permitted to wear Kalayim and the big dekuna after the Shlo B'Shas Avoida. So then you understand why Shmuel was considered a Mara Lacha B'Shnira. But if you all like the Rambam, so Lafusha Misura, you have to say. Well, because he said it in a chutzpahdik way. Why doesn't really say that? He said it in a chutzpahdik fashion.
Why necessarily
considered the Kabbalah?
Never made
it in class. I think Tosafot never learned by him. How is he considered rabbi? So Tosafot says, whoever are the Dolei Hador are considered everybody's rabbi Mughal, even though you never learned by him. That's a different question. How do you determine who are the Dolei Hador? It's a difficult question. But apparently, Eli was, there was a consensus that he was. He's a Vigor Lador, one of the Gedolei Hador, whatever it is. The Gedolei Hador has the status of Rabbi Muzik, even though you never learned from him. Right. That's the Kasha, the Zolta is a Kasha, Makshim Ho'elam. Why does the Gemara say, according to the Rambam, that the Kohanim are forbidden to wear the Kalayim in the Avnei, Shalav Shas Avodis? Why does the Gemara say that Shmuel was Meir Alach with Meir Rambam? It was Lafushim Isur. He had to speak up, he had to pipe up, in order to prevent the Kohanim from wearing Kalayim when they did the Shkita. But the Bell says the teretz, the question is whether the teretz is correct or not. The prohibition against wearing kilayim is only if you have levisha sheyesh bo hanoah. We discussed it when we learned the end of the first parak in Beitza. There is a gemara in the beginning of Yevamos and the gemara is up on a pasuk that there are two isurim in kilayim. There's an isa levisha and there's an isa ha'aloh. Begishayim shatnin lo yalo alech. The other pasuk is another silver shatnin. Semapis from Yasuf. There's one isa levisha, if you wear a jacket that has shatnin, wear a shirt, you wear clothing that has shatnin. There's another isa ha'aloh. If I have a garbage bag and I hold it over my back, and it has shatnin in the garbage bag, so that's called ha'aloh. Or if I have, let's say, I sleep with pajamas on, and I have a blanket that's shatnin. So I'm not wearing the pajamas if I have shatnin, because pajamas that's levisha. But if the blanket has shatnin, that's ha'aloh, that's not levisha. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk in the beginning of Yevamos, that one only violates the Yisra of Ha'aloh by Shatne is a Ta'aloh Sheyesh Bo Hanoah. If it's Ta'aloh Sheyesh Bo Hanoah, that means no Yisra. What about Levisha? Does one violate Levisha Shatnes even if there's no Hanoah? So we said that's the Machlokes, the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Mechab, of course, the two opinions of Yerideya. I submitted to try on a suit knowing in advance that it has Shatnes in it. You're trying it on just to see if it has the right size. You're not getting Hanoah from the Levisha. If you wear the suit to a dinner, to a wedding, to a abundance, to you walk to, you go to business with the suit on, that's called levisha, sheyesh bo hanoah. But if the guy just wears the suit in order to see if it's the right size, it's not called hanoah. So that's a machlek, is the Rambam on the other hand. The Rambam holds lechumah, the Rambam holds the levisha, they're right. The levisha is prohibited even if it's ein bo hanoah. The other hand holds lechumah. So the belt says the teretz, it's not always gehalten according to the Rambam. The whole kash only was according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that it's prohibited for the kohen hedya to wear the avnei that has kilayim. So Shmuel had to tell the Kohanim that they don't have to do the Shechita, that they should know that they shouldn't wear, even if they want to do the Shechita, they should know that they're not allowed to wear the Yavni. So the Hokash was on the Rambam, so the Bel says the Teretz, the only time one violates Kelayim is if it's Levisha Sheyesh Bo HaNoeh. The Rambam happens not to hold like that Teretz. Right away, the Rambam's not going to hold like that Teretz. They say, you have to have Dafke HaAloh Sheyesh Bo HaNoeh and Levisha Sheyesh Bo HaNoeh. So what if the person thinks that he has to wear this uniform? The Kohen is doing the Shechita and he thinks by mistake that the halacha requires that you need a Kohen and he has to wear this uniform. As far as he's concerned, he's uninterested in wearing this funny get-up. He'd rather put on his weekday clothes. But he thought the halacha dictates, Eli told him that the din requires that he has to wear big dekuna. So he wears the big dekuna, but he personally is not really interested in getting hanoah from this uniform. But since it's a levisha shame, well, hanoah, so that's why there's no violation of shatnez. Highly questionable teretz. Yeah, the Rambam for sure doesn't hold for the Teretz. He holds that you violate the Levisha Shatnez even if there's no Hanoah. The question is, even if you would hold like the right, even if you hold like the other Rishonim, like Tosafot, that you need Dafke, even by Levisha, you need Yesh Hanoah, that's not called Yesh Hanoah, because he does it with the Teretz uniform. So what does the Gemara say? The Kohan in history, Kalayim the Gabai, why is Kalayim history? Whenever they wear the big Dekuna, they wear it as a uniform. They say they never, the Kalayim is never history. It's never a violation. It's not called Levisha Yesh Hanoah. Never gives Hanoah. Never gives Hanoah. don't know. I don't think it's a garfel the way the chassidim wear a garfel. I think it's a white dish. No. Could be it. Could be it warms up a good part of the body. I don't know. They don't have to. No, the Gemara says keep and share that because keep the love avoided.
So the point is, let's say the Kohen would elect to do the Shechita. Mm-hmm. So it would be an avoda, and a Kohen who does an avoda has to wear
the
garment. You can't say that.
Wants to say that even though Shechita Ksheira Bizar, but if a Kohen is wearing good tikkun and he does his Shechita, then it's elevated to the level of an Avodah, and then there is a Kiyum. There is a Kiyum, so since it's a Kiyum, so there's no Issa. Could be. Quite an original Chiddush. I don't know. Hefshit is Oilo, and Itachoy is Oilo, and Socher. Hefshit ben Yituach. Hefshit ben Yituach is not an Avodah. That's Kosher Bizar. Should have told David instead of passing like this. Should have told David first, practicing. It was. I ran a cousin's pasuk mention. A strange gemara. You have to look in the mafarshim. A very strange gemara. What does it mean? Itachah is told lina sacheha. Rashi quotes a gemara in Chulin in the first paragraph. There are specific pieces that you have to cut the carbon oil into these pieces. In the Mishnayis, in Talmud, and in Yuma, list off exactly what the sections are. You don't just take it and keep on slicing as many pieces as you want. There are particular spots where you have to cut, and you're not allowed to cut into smaller spots. So if you do the Hefshin Minikot, then you burn everything on the Mizbeach. Carbon oil, you burn everything on the Mizbeach. Carbon Shlom, you only burn the Emurim, the Chelet, and the Basar is Nechal, or a Carbon Chatus, or an Ashima. You only burn the Emurim and everything else in Nechal. Why do the Emurim call the Emurim? What does the word Emurim mean? By a Carbon oil, not only do you burn the Chelet, you burn all of the Eivarim. You burn everything. You have to cut it up in the stocking, and then you burn. By the other Carbonis, you only burn the Emurim. So I think that Teres Yisrael, on the first Mishnah in Brocha, it gives two interpretations. Quotes from Akron and two interpretations. Some say the Emurim is a Hebrew word, and it means it's Barm Ha'amurim Batairo. So specific chalotim that are singled out by the Chumash have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. And quotes others interpret that it's not so, that the word Emurim is a corruption of a Greek word. A Greek or Latin, I think it says a Greek word that means the Chelek HaMufchar. It's not at all a Hebrew word. It doesn't come from the word Amurim. Emurim. Different word. Emurim is not Amurim. The Greek word that means the chelek amufchar from itself. So I guess the French also comes from some original. The Torah has it in by behemoth you have to do shchita, but by ofot you have to do malika. And the Mishnah says in Chulin that what's kosher by shchita is possible by malika, and what's kosher by malika is possible by shchita. The shchita has to be done dafke with a sakin that's mitaltal. The sheikh, let's say, has a very long finger, a fingernail, and it cuts with a fingernail, so that's possible. It's possible by shchita is kosher, and it's possible by shchita is kulin, it's possible by both. The shchita has to be dafke with davar hatolish. You can't do shchita with a davar hamachuba. Malika is dafke fakir. The Kohen has to dafke do malika with his fingernail. If he does malika with a knife, it will be possible. We insist dafke on doing malika with a the gufa shel Kohen or molach. Yeah, usually there is a chilek between shchita of a behemah and shchita of an oaf. That shchita of a behemah you have to shech the Kohen and the beis two simon. Shchita of an oaf you only have to shech one simon. The Gemara says at the beginning of the second parak in the chulam the chachil you have to shech both simon and the Kohen and the beis. But for the Eved, if you shechted only one simen, the Kohen alone, the Reishon alone, would be good. What about Shechitas Ofos by Kodshim? What about Malika by Kodshim? So there's a Malika by Chatasov, and there's a Malika by Nolasov. So the Pasuk draws a distinction. It says, by the Chatasov, it says, at the end of the Pasuk, it says, V'lo Yavdem. Chatas Oit, it says in Vayikra Perikei, Pasuk Keches, and Molakas Rosh, and Mimul Arpa Velo Yavdil. That's only by the Chatas Oit. He does Malika Velo Yavdil, so Rashi says, Ein Molak Elisim Erechot. He only does Malika on one, not on both. Masheni Kein Yola Sof, as Hasheni Asaola Kamishpot, you have to do the Malika on the both Simon, both on the Kona and on the Vesha. I in our Pasuk, it says, Velo Yavdil by the Yola Sof. It's a different thing. It says, Hisar Sadiq Nafab Lo Yavdil. It's a different Lo Yavdil. That doesn't go on the Malika, that goes on the Shisua, on the cutting, on the ripping apart the yoke. You don't rip it apart completely. When you do the Malika on the other stuff, you have to be Mavdom in a sense. You have to shech the Kona innovation. Gemara has a discussion in Chulin, Amachlegis Hatanoim, what's the nature of this din? That if Malika, if Shchita by Yolfus is enough to Simen Echad, Malika by Chatas Yolfus is Vaita enough to Simen Echad, but Lo Yavdil, Mot, Roshom and Molor, for Lo Yavdil, you only do Malika on one Simen. So on an Oil of Soif, you need Malika on both Simen, and you can't help a Shchita. The Malikos is Uli Shchita Soif, the Malika requires Kona and Vesha, just like by behaving, you have to Shech Kona and Vesha. So you have Mehilcha Shchita, you need Kona and Vesha. No, the Malika, Soif, Soif, is the same as Malika, Chatas Soif, one Simen is enough. The same as Shchita, Ophos, is one Simen is enough. But it's a din of Havdalah, it's a mitzvah Havdalah. There are other things also, like there's a mitzvah of Havdor, a mitzvah of Mitzvah Yadam, a mitzvah of Haktorah. There are different mitzvahs. This is one of the many mitzvahs of all the souls, is you have to do a Havdalah. But it's not that the Havdalah is Megala, that the nature of the Hilchot Shechita, the Hilchot Malika, that in the course of Zuri Shechitasoy, is different. What's the difference? The difference will be, what if he will do a Shehiyah in between the Malika Simen Echon and Malika Simen Hasheni? Is the din of Shehiyah possible that you have a long pause in between Kon and the Reshet, but then the whole Shchit is Suva, since it is in the Vela. So what if I'll do Malika, Sola, Sof, on Simen Echor, and then I'll wait for half an hour, and then I'll do the Malika on the Simen Shein. If it's only for the sake of Mitzvah Havdola, then it'll be kosher. But if the Mitzvah Havdola is Megala, that Hilchot Shchit, Hilchot Malika, that Malika is doing Shchitos is different by Nol Sof, that it requires two Simonim, then it'll be possible. So there's more of it. And the Chulim, of course, the Machlok is Hatanayim about that. That Ois Yankis has a truth about that. And Ois Yankis is a statement by the Dvar Avraham, his brother. Dvar Avraham is the Rav in Kovel. He died in the middle of the Nazi army, the Second World War. He has the Dvar Avraham's brother wrote a whole statement. Ois Yankis, most of it is on Kofi Wadatah. He wrote a whole essay about this. What's the nature of Malika? He quotes over the mark. What's the nature of Malika? That it requires Shnei Simon. So there's a two Simon, Mabot, the Torah Shchito. Nefesh Kisakra is called the Minchol Hashem, so the Gemara learns out, why does it say Nefesh? Nefesh means singular. The Torah and the Gemara learn out that only a Yochid can bring a Mincho, the Shutzim cannot bring a Mincho, the Tzibur can bring a Mincho. You have a Mincho that's called the Tzibur every day. The Chosman Hashem can do it, you have a Mincho every day. It's a different kind. Tzibur is different. But you don't have a Mincho, crave of the Shutzim. The Gemara asked Akasha, is that true? What if a man is makir shekarbi mincha and he dies before the makir get a dabi hamizbeah, and after he dies he goes to Yerusha to his children, and he has two children, so he's going to say you're only makir the mincha if he has one child, if he has one son, but if he has two sons, or he has no sons, he has daughters, he has two daughters, so it's a mincha kashutzim, so it's not kreva. So the Gemara says, well, there's a machlekes hatanaim, what's the status of karbonis when a man dies and the karbonis goes to Yerusha to the children? What's the status? Are the children considered the Balei HaKorban or are they not considered the Balei HaKorban? We discussed the din is that smicha can only be done by the Balei HaKorban. You cannot have, if the Balei HaKorban doesn't do smicha, you can't have someone else do the smicha. So what about Yerush? Is Yerush Tzomech or is Yerush Enes Tzomech? So that's a machlok is Tzomech. The first daf in Yerchen. Whether the Yerush is Tzomech or not. Okay, we do a trufa. Does the Yerush have the status of the Balei HaKorban? He is kapir with his korban, so the Yerush is considered the Balei HaKorban, he can do the Tzmufa. He say no. The Yerush can't do Tzmufa, the Yerush can't do Tzmicha, the Yerush can't do Tzmura, they make Tzmura in Aveira. But who has the ability to make Tzmura? Only the Balei HaKorban or anyone who is authorized by the Balei HaKorban. If I give you permission, say whoever wants to make Tzmura, or I give you particular permission, I give you permission to Tzmura, it's all the Yisr. But then, if I make Tzmura, if I give authorization to someone else to do Tzmura, then you can make Tzmura. But someone other than the Balaam, without authorization from the Balaam, cannot make Tzmura even if he tries. What about a Yerush? Can a Yerush make Tzmura? The Gemara says, it's all the same machlokes of Yudah and Rav Meir, whether Yerush Tzemach, or Yerush Meimis, or Yerush Meimer. It's all based on separate psukim, but it boils down to one issue, whether the Yerush is considered the Balei HaKorban or not. So the Gemara the cash according to the Tanna, who thinks that the Yorish is the Bala Korban, that the man dies and he left the Mincha, and the Mincha goes the Yerusha to two children, so how can you be mocking that Mincha? Should be a problem of Mincha Pashutin? Mincha Pashutin doesn't exist, it's not correct. So the Gemara answers that even according to the Tanna, even according to that Tanna who thinks that the Yorish is called the Bala Korban, he doesn't get such a deep kapara. You only get the kapara mikufi of alay mikivu. You only get the superficial. We're discussing Rabbi Blochman's expression. Mikufi of alay mikivu. It's an expression that appears in the Gemara. Today, only in one place, but it's the Achrayim. There are some Achrayim who use that expression very often. Mikufi of alay mikivu. Mikufi means superficial. Alay mikivu wasn't an in-depth kapara. So the Gemara says that that answers the question. That since the Yoyresh, even if you hold like the Tanoim, that a Yoyresh is called the Balakarman, but he only gets a superficial kapara. So the only time there's a violation of the din of a mincha shutzim that it cannot be kared is if the both shutzim are really in-depth shutzim, they're going to get a full kapara. But if they only get a superficial kapara, that's not a violation. The din in general? No, that's not the same din. If the father is an Azir, the son is an Azir, and the father was Makrish Karbonis and he died, so the son is Yaitzeh, his obligation with Teres Nozer with the father's Karbonis, even though they were Hufrishu, the same the father. It's a Chiddush Agadi Chiddush. It's quite a Chiddush. The Mother said, yeah, well, Halacha Ibn Azir, Halacha Nash Mishina. But it doesn't apply by other Karbonis, let's say the father is Mechal Shabbos and the son is Mechal Shabbos, and the father is Makrish Achadus and the father died. You can't say the son will bring the Chadus from the Yaitzeh. You don't have the Yaitzeh anything.
Yeah,
special thing? Shame Easter, so that's called Hatera Bola. Or let's say I cook the carbon in a pot today. follow. And then I want to kasha the pod so that the belia of the carbon that's b'doichni hakdeira should not become nifsal belina. It shouldn't turn into noisa. But that's a terrible if I'll leave it in the pot overnight, then the belia in the pot will become noisa. Then I'll have to kasha, I'll have bigger problems. So if I kasha the pot before it becomes noisa, while it's still a terrible, so then it's an easier dish. That's because it doesn't yet have the same noisa. The flesh that's below in the pot is not yet called noisa. Or the flesh and the fleshic part is not yet basa b'chalav, it's only basa. But the chomis kodem is mana, the chomis is called chomis, all year long it's called chomis. So he says, no, it's called hetera bola. Since chomis all year long is kosher, and the only relevance of chomis is in a year to Pesach, so it's called hetera bola up until the time that it comes Pesach. That's very strange, but Tosafot holds that chomis doesn't have a shem chomis until it comes Pesach. Is that true? All year long there's no shem chomis, it's absolutely irrelevant. It's relevant for all korbanos. It's a din. Zorah dvash. The Yisra chomet applies not only on Pesach, the Gan Chlal Yisrael. It applies called Mincha Shetekriv Hashem Loisei Yisra chomet. You're not allowed to make a mincha all year long chomet. The Gemara has the comparison between the din of chomet on Pesach and the din of chomet on Shabbat. This the Chori shows that the Ramban is right, that there is a shem chomet all year long. The Rambam quotes this din of Zorah dvash in Hilchos Kiddush, in Hilchos Shabbos. So there is a Gemara in Balabasa, in the end of our Mechas HaPeirut, the Gemara has a din that Yayin, which is possible, the Nisoch, HaGabi HaMizbeach, may not be used for Kiddush. What does that mean? So most of the Rishonim understand the Gemara, the Rambam tries to understand the Gemara, just saying that Yayin Shehelek Mochin, that wine that's spoiled, that when it starts to spoil, you see little particles floating on top. Just like you're not allowed to use it for Nisach HaGabi HaMizbeach because it's not covered on the way, not the Pechasecha, it's not Kvod HaMitzvah. So also you're not permitted to use such boiled wine for Kiddush. But what if you have Yayin that technically speaking is possible in Nisach HaGabi HaMizbeach, that's a Yayin Lushal. It's possible in Nisach HaGabi HaMizbeach. But it's perfectly good wine. It's a tasty wine. It's expensive stuff. But then many Rishonim hold that that's kosher enough. And the Rambam quotes from the Goyim and Hilchos Kiddush that that's no good. Gemara has a din, a yain which is possible on Nasach HaGabi HaMizbeach may not be used for kiddush. A special din in Hilchos Kiddush. Special chumash. For Arba Kreisus it doesn't apply. For the other three Kreisus, for the first Kreisus of the Arba Kreisus is kiddush, for the Rambam would say that yain Yerusha was no good. For the other three Kreisus, the Rambam quotes to the Pesach Yerushalmi that all yainas are good. As long as you say for a as long as it's yain, it's just not Allah that has to get right. It's a special din in kiddush. It doesn't apply to every, let's say, Bechot Eris and Bechot Kinsuin. It doesn't apply to every Kodesh of Rosh. Abdullah not. Abdullah maybe also not. Only a Dini Kiddush. Special Dini Kiddush. So then the Rambam has the further machlokes. What if you have wine that has sugar added? Are you permitted to use that wine for the purpose of Nisuch? You're not allowed to use such wine for Nisuch HaGabi HaMizbeach, because if you will, you'd be in violation of Kol Sovach HaDvash. Rashi says, Vash means Kol Masikas Pri Koy Dvash. Any sugar. Comes from a tree may not be added on to any korbanos. So would you say that such a yain is possible to kiddush as well? So that's the machlokes the Rambam has with the Gaonim. So the Gaonim say that that's okay. Only yain merushal is not good. But yain with sugar added is good. Rambam holds it even with sugar added is also not good. What's the machlokes? So they quote from the Briskei Rav. That's what our foundation used to say also. But before the machlokes is what pshat in the braisa. If you put in dvash, you pass all the ktoiret because of the dinner. What do you mean sola? Sola means that technically, you can't be makrizit. Agabi mizbech. If you be makrizit ktoiret, agabi mizbech, you'll be in violation of haktoras dvash. Is that it? But it's not really solo. It's not that the ktoris is possible. How the ktoris become possible? It's not possible. It's just that lemaisa you can't use it because if you'll be mocked to this ktoris that has the drash, you will be in violation of the Israel's haktoras drash. Maybe you should say no. That a carbon into which you mix drash, the whole carbon becomes mitzvah. Not only will you be in violation of the Israel on the drash, you'll be in violation of the Israel on the whole carbon. That's the shaila. So the Keren Oiran, the Noches, has a whole of our Torah based on the Gemara and Sochim, and so forth and so on. The Gemara talks about the Hetem and Star from Yisra by Torah Vash. So he points out that that's what the Rambam seems to learn. The Rambam learns when you're mixing Torah Vash into a carbon, not only are you in violation for the Haktorah Torah Vash, the the whole carbon becomes possible. A violation on the whole carbon. What's the difference between the data in and the data here? What's the difference? Because my net is big, can be mastered. If you remove the story glass, you can't be mastered. So what's the problem? No, the problem is the shear. If you hold the shear is, ain't haktar p'chus mikizayis, and more has a machalek is abai v'rovin. If you hold, that's in sochen. And the first pair is in sochen, and it really comes from the nothing. So if you hold ain't haktar p'chus mikizayis, in order to be called a haktar, you have to have a minimum shear of a kizayis. So what if the story glass is mixed into the carbon is less than a kizayis? But the carbon, bichloluso, the carbon has much more than a kizayis. So do you say, oh, I'm doing a haktar on a kizayis, and a haktar is vash, and it is an eastern. But l'chor, that's called hetem and star of the eastern. Because in Kolotar Kula, we don't say hetem and star of the eastern. The Gemara says, no, but over here you do say, the Gemara darshan from the Pasuk, over here you do say hetem and star of the eastern. What does that mean, you say hetem and star of the eastern? So the Kerenor points out, if you read the Rambam slowly, he says the Feirish like this. It's not a pshetla. The Rambam says the Feirish like this. When you have a carbon, sheyesh b'tor advash, there's at least haktar on the whole carbon. Holzman that has Torah Dvash, so the whole carbon is possible. In Dosim Vodvash solo, the whole Torah becomes solo. According to Yezbe Torah Dvash, the whole thing is Yisr. The Yisr HaKtorah is not only on the Chelik HaTorah Dvash at both, the HaKtorah is on the whole thing. So since the whole thing, the Chololusa, has a Kizayis, so you will be in violation. So that's the Ramam Lishitasa, right, in Hilchas Shabbos. He's writing Kiddush, he disagrees with the Goyim. He holds that if you have Yayin that has Torah Dvash mixed into it, just like it cannot be menaseh this yayin agav yam mizbeach, so too you may not use it for kiddush. So the Gemara, the Rambam, because the Gemara hold that it's kosher for kiddush, because what's wrong? But the yayin, even on the mizbeach gufa, there's no yisur on the yayin. The Gemara hold the yisur is when you pour the wine on the mizbeach, you'll be in violation of torah dvash because the wine has torah dvash in it. And the Rambam holds more than that. No, when you have yayin, yes, the torah dvash, the whole yayin is possible. And since the whole yayin is possible, but the kiddush you can't use. If the Rambam goes with the shita that yayin mevushal is no good. Not only yain shehalak mochim because it's the hakaveh and all of that. Any yain that's possible in nisuch is possible for kiddush. But the Rambam holds that it even applies to yain sheyezer sozach. That's why there are many who are makta that they want back to kiddush. They want to have wine that's not mevushal because the Rambam and the Gemara hold like that. Even though Shulchan Aruch passed the yain mevushal is good, but they hold that yain mevushal is no good. And then others are even further makta not to have any sugar added because of the Rambam sheet against the Gemara. What do you mean it doesn't come in dvash?
What the prohibition is because of dvash.
Yeah, Rashi says that dvash leaves kolmas because free kori dvash, not only dvash. Rashi and Chumash writes. How does Rashi know that is the question?
The Rambam
hold
that? I don't know.
The Rambam, I think, writes the same thing. Yain shiur rubo dvash. I don't know. Rambam talks about yain shiur rubo dvash. Doesn't talk about yain shiur rubo sugar. Maybe the Rambam doesn't agree. I don't know. They do mean like that. The question is, why should it be so though? The fact that chametz is relevant all year long for the Beis Hamikdash purposes does not show that there is a shein chametz all year long. It's not just
not in terms of
eating
regular.
Okay. Rashi in the end of Sof, and Tosfos quotes to Rashi in the last time of Sof, and hasn't gotten to the Mishita that Yain Mevushal is a haka. The difference though, it's not Yain. There's nothing to discuss, but it's just a kid. You can't say kiddush over water. Because Rashi holds that that cooking wine is ishtani ligriusa. Ishtani gemara barabasa, that you're not allowed to have a tanur downstairs. If your neighbor upstairs has a lot of wine there, and you're going to open a tanur, you're going to open up a bake shop downstairs, you're going to ruin all of his wine. Yain mevushal is ishtani ligriusa. So whenever you have any food, that's a eight, or adama, or whatever, and then it's ishtani ligriusa, and it's ishtani. The Gemara says in Brachas that it makes a difference. If it's Stani Ligrius, it's in a worse off than it was before, then it becomes Shahakov, it becomes a synthetic food. If it's Stani Ligriusa, then it retains the original Brachas. So Rashi claims that Yain Mevushal is considered Stani Ligrius and Brachas or Shahakov. The Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. It can be a little bit Nitzta, but that's not called the Stani Ligriusa.
Locked
out, so it's a different,
yeah.
Not like we use, not like Malusa.
Yeah, something
I
like
it
better.
I don't know.
Have
to look up the
details,
I don't know.
No,
says in that sugi and brachas that ishtani, which we use, so that it's not a din that's limited up to what bracha you say. The Gemara says you can't use it from matzah, you can't use it from maror. If it's ishtani that we use, so it's a synthetic thing, and it loses its original identity for kol ha-terukuma. Something like shinui koine. That din of shinui koine is also this exception. The end of the tzedek says the heishav sangzel asher gozal. The world lines up in the pasuk asher gozal in came to gozal yachsidim lav damen ba'amu boilish lumen. That word asher gozal is the key, is the marker for the whole institution of shinui koine. The Gemara says that you shouldn't think that shinui koine is only a din in hilchos geneva, in hilchos gzeva. No, the Gemara says it's a din in kol ha-terukuma. The reason why shinui koine is because it's considered a different identity. We no longer have the mitzvah of the heishav sangzel. This is the heishiv only applies to this object. The object is painted, it's considered this part of Chadosh's Bolakan. And this is not the object that originally one was obligated to return. In the Mela, once I say that if the God has Kinyoni B'neva on the Chesed, then a Shinui occurs, he no longer has a mitzvah of Hashavah. In the Mela, the Chesed is mixed into the God because he had to begin with. When he stole it, he had Kinyoni B'neva. Let's say when he stole it, he didn't get Kinyoni B'neva, he stole it at its 90. And I bought him Hukshala Karkos, and we passed him a Karka in the Gzela. It's also based on a passage at the end of Parshas Vayikra. And it's Lala Prati Klala and Hashem Zeilus. The Gemara has a Machlokes of Leiz and Achachamim at the end of Bava Kama. Towards the very end of Bava Kama, Kuf Yud Zayin. Bava Kama ends on Kuf Yud Tet. The 2,000 before, Kuf Yud Zayin. The Gemara has a Machlokes of Leiz and Achachamim at the Karka in the Gzela, the Karka in the Gzela. It's like the beginning of Kula Bagozal also. So we passed him Karka in the Gzela. The Ganes does not acquire Kinyani Gnei. Just like he doesn't acquire Kinyani Gneva on Karka, he doesn't acquire Kinyani Gneva on Ebed Kinyani Yidin, because Ebed Ukshula Karkos. Let the Gozal Avodim be his Akinu. I stole an Ebed 90 when he was young, at the age of 5. And then I held the Ebed by me till he grew up till the age of 60. And now I decide I want to do Tshuva. Do I have the obligation to return the Ebed? So the Mishnah in the end of Bava Kama, Tzadik Vav, has an Achlech Tatanai. So the old Avodim Ukshula Karkos and Karka Enid Yigzela, so Avodim is no Kinyani Gneva, so then Shinui is not Kinyani. Is on the kind when the person had a kinyan. And the other Tanaim say they don't agree, they all did a bottom and not hook shall karkos. Machlokes Tanaim, whether you say a bottom hook karkos or not. But you see clearly from that Mishnah, the Tzadik Rav and Bava Kama, that the only time the Ganav is kind with a kinyan shinui is when he had a kinyan gneiv on the object in his bin. Maybe it's the Talmud, but on karka or on a bottom hook shall karkos, he wouldn't be kind of a shinui. Gemara makes it clear like that. The din of shinui koine is a universal din. Gemara relates it to the topic of esan zayin mechir kelis in ishtanu. I gave the zayin as tashlumin for the maitza haznus. I gave her a chitin, and she converted into solar. So I gave her an oven, and she squeezed it out, and she made yain out of it. So that's a shinui. So the Gemara quotes machlokes b'sham and b'silo, where you're permitted to bring that yain and that solar as a cousin. And we pass like this that you may. Why? Because that's based on the din of shinui koine. What's that called, shinui koine? There's not a ganet, there's not the credit for the nignam. It's the same basis, same principle. The question is, do you consider an object, shenishtane, as a different entity? Do you consider it a different entity? Isn't it any student that sometimes we discuss this Thursday afternoon, giving shir this afternoon? For those who are interested in giving shir this afternoon also, that gimbal, 1 o'clock. So last week we discussed, what if you have some trace of food and it's a major shinui occurs and it's nishtana lagamre? What's the halacha? So that's machlokes. Rabbeinu Yonah and Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah hold that it's muta. He says shenishtana is muta. What's that based on this parsha of shinui? So there is such a concept of shinui. Rashi and Chumash writes kol mesikas pri kori drash.
This is Dranwell.
It's not from the fairy. Where do they get sugar from? Sugar cane. Okay. No, but that the sugar cane itself is a tree. There's a machlokes in the Rambam. What bracha? The Rambam quotes a machlokes. What bracha you recite when you suck a sugar cane? The some shayim hold that you say borpi hoik. And others say no. You say borpi hodama. And others say you say shahako. Three different opinions. It's a free one. By the way, they say shaku because you don't swallow the cane, you just suck out all the juice. Yeah, those who say you say shaku is not because it's the shtani so much, but rather because you're not eating the pulp of the, you're not eating the goof of the tree. Let's say I squeeze out the orange juice and I drink the juice. So that's only shaku. What if I put the orange in my mouth and I suck out the juice, and then I spit out the whole orange, and I just swallow the juice. So that's a machloekis sapochim. So that's machloekis states in the Rambam. That's machloekis by the sugar cane. You suck a sugar cane, and then you spit it out. You take out all the juice. So that's the same shahada, whether that became the original bracha, becomes shahada. Machloekis by the shahakala, machloekis by the paradoma, hey, that's another machloekis. Whether you consider this a freeway. At the end of this week's Sedra, there's a din of Shvuas HaEdus. If a person swears, Shvuas in any day of HaEdus, someone has a din Torah with somebody else, and he's only going to win the money, someone comes and testifies for him, and the other guy, and he says, both of you doing, he thinks with them that if he's Taver, and they should come and testify in his behalf, that he shouldn't lose. If I want people to help me out, that they say that I'm a Mamzer, I'm an Ebbetkinani, or whatever, I'm an Ashishish, I'm not an Ashishish, whatever, they don't want to help me out and they make my life miserable, there's no Din of Shavuos Eidus on that, even though his life is going to be much more miserable than the whole $5 Din Torah. The whole Din of Shavuos Eidus only applies when there's a Din Torah of Mominus, that's when the mission says the Shavuos, and he pleads with them, this Zia Sabaldin, he pleads with the Edom that they should come, Bo the Eiduni, and then they refuse to, and they say, Shavuos, ain't on the Yodim Lechavis, we swear we don't know. So the Torah says, in Lo Yagid Ben Asa Reina, because they don't testify, they violated an Avera. Since they were kosher leidus, because Ruhuayt or Ro, Yada, they knew or they saw what happened, and they didn't want to testify, so they have to bring a carbon chatos, a special chatos all over the area. If they can afford it, they bring a behemah. If they can't afford it, they bring a roif, and if they can't afford that, then they bring a milchat chayte. So the Gemara is medayik in Shavuos on the pasuk Ruhuayt or Ro or Yada. He can testify. He is an aid, either because he saw what happened or because he knows what happened. How in the world does the fellow know without seeing? Ruach HaKodesh. O Ra, O Yoda. He's an aid because he saw or because he knows. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about Eidus HaMeskayam is the Idiyah below Ria. Sometimes you have a Echatim to not be Ruach HaKodesh. You can't testify based on the Idiyah below Ruach HaKodesh. Sometimes you saw a little bit, and based on what you saw, you can figure out what you didn't see. You can understand what you didn't see. So that's called, the Gemara has a whole discussion about this. That's called Eidus Idiyah below Eidus Ria. He saw a little bit, but he didn't see everything. So the Gemara says that that's also a kosher Eidus. Eidus Yidla Eidus Ria is also good. There's a question, is that good by Eidus Lekim Adova, let's say by a wedding? So you have to have two kosher witnesses standing under the chuppah watching the way you actually give over the Mesiris HaTapah. Well, let's say